Yes. Lame Town Review.
Reporting for duty. Reporting for duty.
Since this morning, you see?
I do not see. Explain yourself.
I'm afraid I can't explain myself, sir, because I'm not myself, you know.
I do not know.
Well, I can't put it any more clearly, for it isn't clear to me.
You? Who are you?
Well, don't you think you ought to tell me... who you are first?
Why?
Need somebody. So then, let me connect this with the problem of birth and death, which puzzles people enormously, of course. Because in order to understand what the self is, you have to remember that it doesn't need to remember anything. Just like you don't need to know how you work your thyroid gland. So then, when you die, you're not going to have to put up with everlasting non-existence, because that's not an experience. A lot of people are afraid that when they die, they're going to be locked up in a dark room forever and sort of undergo that. But one of the most interesting things in the world, this is a yoga, this is a way of realization. Try and imagine what it will be like to go to sleep and never wake up. Think about that. Children think about it. It's one of the great wonders of life. What will it be like to go to sleep and never wake up? And if you think long enough about that, something will happen to you. You will find out, among other things, that it'll pose the next question to you. What was it like to wake up after having never gone to sleep? That was when you were born. You see, you can't have an experience of nothing. Nature abhors a vacuum. So after you're dead, the only thing that can happen is the same experience, or the same sort of experience, as when you were born. In other words, we all know very well that after people die, other people are born. And they're all you. Only you can only experience it one at a time. Everybody is I. You all know you are you. And wheresoever beings exist throughout all galaxies, it doesn't make any difference. You are all of them. And when they come into being, that's you coming into being. You know that very well. Only you don't have to remember the past in the same way you don't have to think about how you work your thyroid gland or whatever else it is in your organism. You don't have to know how to shine the sun. You just do it. Like you breathe. Isn't it? Doesn't it really astonish you that you are this fantastically complex thing? And that you're doing all of this and you never had any education in how to do it? You never learned, but you're this miracle? Well, the point is that from a strictly physical, scientific standpoint, this organism is a continuous energy with everything else that's going on. And if I am my foot, I am the sun.
Thank you. essential nature is not something. Not content, not form. The best description through words is to say not what it is not. And then you're left with what it is, which cannot be named, but can be known. But cannot be known conceptually, because every concept is again a name and a form. It can be known simply, easily, in the silent space of stillness, which is in everyone. Underneath the mental noise, no matter how heavy and turbulent the mental, emotional noise may be, no matter how heavy the egoic sense of self is, in everyone, as their essential nature, is the stillness of pure consciousness, your essential nature, the essence, your essence, not separate from the essence of the universe.
I feel like I'm floating through existence. I feel like I'm living after time. I feel like I'm forced to break the silence. Is that a crime? Is that a crime? I feel like we're all following shadows. And shadows that don't know where to go. I feel like I'm waiting for tomorrow, while today wastes away. It's not that I don't know. It's not that I can't see. It's not like I have noticed. It's driving me insane. It's not that. It's just the way I feel. It's just the way I feel. I feel like a child without a father. And mama tries. Oh Lord knows mama tries. I feel like the world is on my shoulder. I wonder why. Wonder why. I feel like I'm not the only one who's frustrated. I feel like something's going wrong. I can't escape it. I feel that the destinies of those are meant to be the best are in the hands of life. Explosion. It's not that I don't know. It's not.
when you were first conceived, you were just that double strand of DNA in a fertilized ovum. It divided 50 times only. In 50 replications, you had 100 trillion cells, which is more than all the stars in the Milky Way galaxy. And each cell, it's estimated, does about 6 trillion things a second. And every cell instantly knows what the other cell does. How does a human body think thoughts, play a piano, kill germs, remove toxins, and make a baby all at the same time? And whilst it's doing that, it tracks the movement of stars and planets, because your biological rhythms are actually the symphony of the cosmos. There's an inner intelligence in your body. And that inner intelligence is consciousness. It's the ultimate and supreme genius which mirrors the wisdom of the universe.
down to when I was born of love like you. When you were 10 and I was 2.
Out in the world today, everything that's happening, and this includes war and violence and terrorism and rape and oppression and illiteracy and a disease, everything that's happening is only happening because it's a manifestation of our collective thoughts. There is nothing that's happening out there that we aren't contributing to. And the reason why this is happening is because there's a sense of otherness, separation, meaning there's this deep-seated belief that there is actually an us and a them, a me and a you. In the practice of yoga, there is no such thing as separation. Yoga means to come together and make whole. It recognizes that there's no separation between heaven and earth and matter and consciousness, mind and body, and us. Everything is interdependent and connected. So if we want to truly heal what's happening out in the world, if we really want to be responsible for creating peace and happiness and integration for all beings, we actually have to take the focus off of what's happening in the world and step back and look at ourselves, because if there's any place within ourself that's acting as if there is an other, then we are part of the problem. So if we're holding on to the limited belief that you did something to me, you're bad, wrong, if I'm living that in blame or victimization, then I am perpetuating this problem.
She considers the lies.